Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
This Friday edition. Brad will be with us. BradPowerSports.com. In hour number three out in Vegas. Always look forward to having him on the show. 615-844-5600 on Twitter at Bill is King. And if you want to email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Josh says Bill Harbaugh should opt out of the season to avoid having 100 hung on him. Well, you know what's interesting? I was told before they released the Big Ten schedules, watch where they put the Ohio State-Michigan game. It will tell you where they think they can make it through the season. October 24th. Now, again, I don't know if that's the reasoning there, but it might be. I mean, you take all the other games in that league, and there are a lot of good games in that league. I'm not diminishing it, but nothing stands out like Ohio State, Michigan, right? And that's always at the end of the regular season. But in this case, they placed it October 24th. Why did they do that? Well, to get it in? To make sure we get it played? Think so? I would think so. I told you, I've talked to Todd already. Our Bar Lines extravaganza. We always meet for the Ohio State-Michigan game, and that's the rivalry Saturday at Bar Lines in the Omni. And do the show from there. And you are all invited. Some of you have come by. But anybody wants to come by and hang out with us, lots of food and lots of entertainment. Crazy Charlie, I think I saw him go through about 7. I don't know what you were ordering, Charlie, but it was pretty – it was a reddish kind of mixed drink. I don't know what
I didn't
it was.
Care. I ordered one of everything.
That's right. I think that's
And then
right.
I drank two of everything.
Yeah, and we tweeted it, too.
Yeah, I don't remember much about that.
I was going through my pictures on my phone, just trying to delete some stuff, and I had like 10 pictures of you holding up your fingers, like 1, 2, 8,
For
10,
some reason,
whatever.
It's not a shock that the only photos you have of me are me drinking.
You and that, you're dressed like a clown. You got that Jack Daniels bottle. I still have that one.
There's better ones.
Oh, I bet.
I'll have to send you some for fun.
No, I bet. I bet. So early on now, I gave you my Jeff in the Borough. If I get good at this, we might not even need Jeff in the Borough. I can just do it myself. Jeff in the Borough.
What's going on, Bill?
Good morning.
How's it going, Bill? What'd you think about, I didn't know if you heard about it yesterday, but Bill, my alma mater is going to play a home and home with Troy. What do you think about that?
I saw that. So a game somewhere there in September, a couple dates, and then later in November down at Troy.
Yeah, they haven't finalized the contract or dates, but they come out yesterday in Berberly.
I saw that.
They don't know what date they're going to play in September, but they're going to play the week they're supposed to play UConn. They're going to play that in Troy. That game they're supposed to play. It's going to be a bus trip for both of them.
So was that? So you're saying that was because UConn's not on the schedule?
Well, that's one of the games they lost. Yeah, because UConn can't. UConn canceled their season. They supposed to go to UConn and November 21st and play. Because I think Ole Miss was gonna pay it. Man, they lost $1 million because of it. They lost $1 million because they're not gonna play. So that's one of the things. So they're gonna play them home and home. So they lost that game with Duke and Virginia Tech with them 2 days in September. Duke and Virginia Tech.
How much money was that between those two? A couple of million, right?
Probably. I don't know what Duke was paying them, but I would guess probably anywhere from $700,000 to it might have been $1 million. I really don't know, but I'd say it's probably way up there, pretty good paying. Of course, the Virginia Tech game was going to be here, so they probably had a pretty good crowd for that. A pretty good crowd for that game if they'd have played up here. But it's going to be a bus trip for both of them. They don't have to pay any guaranteed money. Neither one of them's got to pay anybody. So it's going to be a bus trip, making it a save money, getting on the bus. Of course, one of my friends last night, I told him about it. He said, yeah, they probably use 7 buses, social distancing. They probably social distance everybody, you know. Have to use 7 bus loads down there. They take them down there to Troy and everything. So, you know, and all that 6 foot apart and all that stuff. So I don't know what they're going to do about that, but that's what they said. So, but Bill, I saw Miami player opted out. So is ACC's whips down there? They don't want to play football either. Did you see that, Bill?
Greg Rousseau and also Rondale Moore at Purdue, who's a really good player out of Louisville.
He's a really good player. How's he opted out? That's a pretty good player.
Yep.
How's he opted out?
Basically, he only played his freshman year.
Yeah, I was going to tell you, too, Bill, that Indiana fan, has he tweeted you or anything, or anything, Bill? What's he think about that Wisconsin-Indiana Friday night? I think it'll be a closer game people think, Bill.
Well, Indiana is more high on this team than I can recall Indiana. Now, Indiana football is not typically a big topic, but they're very excited about this team. They think it's one of their better teams.
Yeah, I know. I think it's going to be a closer game people think. I think it's going to be a lot closer. I don't know if Indiana can actually beat them. I don't think Wisconsin's going to blow them out. I think it'll be a lot closer game than people think. Of course, I was reading a story about that when they played the Gator Bowl out there in Tennessee. And a friend of mine, he went to school in Indiana. And I told him about it. I said, Indiana lost money playing that game against Tennessee. They spent all this money on travel and airlines and a bus trip and getting bus to the stadium or hotel. They spent all this money on the merchandise and bowl stuff. I forget how much money. They lost several $100,000 or something. They lost on that bowl trip. Because they paid all these people to go to the game and cheerleaders and band and everything. Send them down there and everything. So, you know, and all that stuff. So it's kind of interesting on that. But Bill, another couple weeks, high school football will be starting. Are you getting excited, Bill, about watching the Summit? They going to make another run in the playoffs, you think?
Yeah, I've already rigged it. They're already in the championship game.
With the way Trent's throwing the interception in the championship game, Bill, they're not going to turn the ball over on the
beat. We got that fixed. We worked on that.
Okay. Yeah. No interceptions, right, Bill?
Correct.
And one final thing, Bill. What about this Goodwine kid at Maryland? Is he going to Alabama, you think?
Who?
Goodwine. He's a defensive player out of Maryland. He's got 3 SEC schools in his final 5, Alabama, Kentucky, and Texas A&M. He's got Clemson, too.
There's no choice. The SEC office has already called that one in. He's going to Alabama.
Yeah, that's right. Well, one guy thinks he's going to Texas A&M, so okay. the cookie crumbles. But well, hang in there, Bill. Enjoy your weekend on the Rec Tech Grill, Bill. Hang in there.
But down there. Woke at that winder. I'm telling you, I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I won't do that with many because I'm not a good, mimic that voice. But I'm getting there. Alan in Tampa. Bill, I've already paid for my grandkids' college, but I don't want them going there and getting brainwashed. In Florida, and I don't know, you folks in Florida, but a family that moved up here from Fort Lauderdale, and he actually was the baseball coach of one of my kids' travel teams. Good coach. Guy named Butch Harris. And they moved from Fort Lauderdale. Had been there forever, for decades, and then moved up here. to Brentwood. And again, one of the best baseball coaches we ever were associated with. But when his two boys were born, and one, I think, just graduated from Florida State, went back down to Tallahassee to college. Then the other one's playing college baseball right now up in East Tennessee. When they were born in Florida, you could pay, and I don't, you folks down there can give me more specificity than I have here, but you could pay a really small dollar amount at birth and have their college paid for. Just write a check right there. And it's a heck of a deal. And again, I don't even know, but it was, compared to what it actually cost, it's nothing. It's a couple thousand bucks or something, which is a good deal. I mean, if you're gonna go that route, and everybody assumes at birth that my kid's going to go to college and then they're going to become the CEO of a Fortune 500 company and they're just going to become just the most amazing people ever in the history of the planet Earth. Everybody thinks that about their kids. Everybody does. Just incredibly talented. Oh, my God. It's amazing. So, yeah, and I don't remember what the exact deal was, but I would do that. Paragon SC, Bill, Jeff and the Burrow seem subdued this morning. Is he back on his meds? You know, but now by his standards, if you're comparing the call previous to today, correct. Yeah, he wasn't all jacked up. Ball Nation 98, Billy sounds a lot like the Robin the Duke fan who used to call. Yeah, those two, the Duke Virginia Tech games probably cost them, I'd say, upwards of $2 to $3 million that they would have received for those games. Just look, the Dow futures are in the red, 130-ish, S&P, NASDAQ. Haven't seen the VIX yet this morning. Always. The VIX is a pesky little signal that you need to watch, y'all. And again, the VIX is opposite from the way you think. If it's green, that's not good. Green is actually, in VIX terms, negative. Red, the redder, most of the time, the better. Oh, it's up 0.93 in the green. Oh, my gosh. Maybe a red day today in the market. What am I? I'm not holding much. I was playing with Facebook and Apple and Tesla options yesterday. Tesla's been a big tease lately, too. Tesla ran to almost 1,800 a couple of weeks back. It was just booming. Now it's around the 1460, 1480. It gets to 1500. It gets everybody excited. Here it goes again, and then it backs off. It's going to go again. But it's been a big tease the last several weeks. One of the items that everybody's waiting on is the announcement that Tesla has been added to the S&P 500, which apparently is going to happen. And I don't know that that's already been cooked in to the price. But just keep an eye. I know a lot of people, like Dean down in Alabama, will not buy it. Now he's a very smart dude, but he's very calculated. Smart. See, I'm not calculating. I just throw spaghetti against the wall and then limp home when it loses. He's smart. He figures it out and then he wins. I just throw stuff out there and then... Now, Apple and Facebook yesterday were absolutely just smoking hot, man. So the options on those were... those were paying yesterday. Tesla, big tease. Actually, you know, yesterday on Tesla, I was down on my most recent purchases. And actually, I got back to even and got out. I realized that this tease ain't ready to make amends. I'll be back, though. No. I'm always holding some Tesla. Because when Tesla does explode, it's worth all the little paper cuts every time. Got to get the break. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. The police still on the scene of this crash out here in the 6100 block of Clarksville Pike here in the Jolton area. Starting to pick up pretty good. 24 up by Harding Place. It still looks pretty good down the interstate here on I-40 at Spence Lane coming in through Hermitage Donaldson up by the airport. Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check them out online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Paid for by Tax Advocate Group.
Are you tired of dodging the IRS for back taxes? Are you curious about potential new options available to you because of COVID-19? The coronavirus has forced the government to take extensive actions, making this the most opportunistic time for you to finally restructure or even resolve your tax debt with the IRS. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, and are experiencing hardships because of the impact of COVID-19, you could qualify for more aggressive resolution plans with the IRS. Tax Advocate Group has specialists ready to help you determine your eligibility for these programs. Act now before it's too late. This could be your best chance to resolve your tax debt. If left unresolved, your debt will continue to accumulate penalties and interest and eventually be subject to serious and punitive collection activity. Call to take advantage of these temporary tax relief options to resolve your tax debt today.
Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. Again, 800-555-1212.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-648-9175. 800-648-9175. That's 800-648-9175.
Hey Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie Saunier, executive producer of WNSR, and I'm here reminding you that Bongo Job at the Omni Nashville Hotel is the best place to start your day in the Music City. Their new limited summer hours and menu is simply the best in town. From burritos to smoothies, plus the new biscuit sandwiches and croissant, Bongo Java has you covered. Located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue downtown, they're open from 7 to 11 a.m., and make sure you tell them Crazy Charlie sent you.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Brad Keselowski dominated and took home the win from New Hampshire. Up next, a double shot of Michigan this coming weekend for the Cup Series. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, and I get my NASCAR news on The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And like us at Facebook.com/TheFinalLap. It would make us smile. Every single weekday right here.
Bill King is the motherfucking 12th data point of college football.
You're listening to The Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter about college football.
All right, before I get the call, Paragon SC sent me this link. It's from the Mercury News, the San Jose paper. Guy named John Wilner, who's good. He's a very good West Coast college football reporter. Pac-12 officials met with representatives of the, quote, "We Are United" players movement Thursday night for 2 hours in what was described as healthy, productive exchange, focused on health and safety issues, according to a source familiar with the conversation. The players, who have threatened to boycott the season unless a series of demands are met, raised the issue of sharing 50% of the football revenue. That is laughable. I can't even get through that sentence without laughing and falling on the ground. Representatives of the conference responded that that arrangement was not something the schools were supportive of because that would create a path of the student-athletes becoming employees. Health and safety measures were the focus of the discussion, in particular, though, how the football teams would move forward safely into the next phase of the return-to-play process. Training camp is scheduled to start for Pac-12 teams as early as August 17th, local health restrictions permitting. On the call was Commissioner Larry the Clown Scott, Assistant Commissioner Chris Marino, and Athletic Directors Mark Harlan, Utah, Ray Anderson, Arizona State. 12 players were on the call. You know how I would negotiate? Bye. Go find you another place that will give you hundreds and thousands of dollars in stuff, including cash in your pocket. Already you're getting unlimited food, housing that is incredibly nice, or take the check and get you an apartment, either way. Schooling. Tutors. Incredible strength and conditioning facilities. Incredible strength and conditioning coaches. Nutrition coaches. Fly private, basically. And you ain't getting anything, right? That is along with being told for decades that an education, college education, and house ownership is the dream. Allowing the narrative, I don't like that word either, that they don't get anything to be pervasive is such a joke. Aliquippa Bob, what's up?
Hey, Bill. A whole bunch this morning. Hey, did you see the story on Governor Wolf up here? He dropped a bombshell on Pennsylvania high school sports.
Well, a couple things. DeWine, I know that's not the guy you're talking about, tested positive and then negative in Ohio, and everybody's worried about him shutting everything down. But so tell everybody what Wolf has said. Give them the cliff notes.
Well, Wolf basically came out and said that he wants all Pennsylvania high school sports to postpone activities until January 1 of 2021.
I saw
which
that.
You're not going to start high school football in January up here. And then you turn around, Bill, and like I checked the Aliquippa schedule, and they're starting in 2 weeks, August 22nd. They play Taylor Alderdice. So, they got to be in camp here already. And I'm just wondering, when is this going to spill over into the small colleges, like Doug pointed out? Or are we even going to have a schedule? Are we even going to be allowed to play in the Big Ten? Maybe Micah Parsons knows something, Bill.
Well,
what do you think?
Yeah, no, I think Micah Parsons is just calculating, I'm going to be drafted high no matter what. So what's the point of the risk? But, yeah, I mean, I think behind the scenes of the Power Five, there seems to be more negativity from the Big Ten than the other leagues. And I know there's some skepticism probably everywhere. I don't think that's just in one spot. But there seems to be more of, hey, we could cancel this damn thing from the Big Ten than anywhere else. Seems to be.
Well, Bill, I've called in earlier and I said, about a month ago, I said, look, you got five states up here. You have Minnesota, Illinois, Michigan, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, where you have politics that comes into every part of our lives.
Right.
And, you know, those five states control seven teams in the Big Ten. And, you know, as soon as one of them falls, I'm sure the other four are going to go running along, you know, right behind them. So, the closer we get to this, Bill, you know, I'm getting it's getting a little more interesting, you know. Right now, parents aren't going to be allowed in the stands to watch your kids play, which, you know, man, you mean in a high school stadium, you can't spread out, what, a bunch of parents? You can't keep them 10 feet apart from each other? You know, I just think that's a little bit absurd. So it looks now, I guess the PIAA is going to meet. That's the governing body, Pennsylvania right. Interscholastic Athletic Association. They're going to meet today, and then we'll see what they say. But, hey, you're talking about Indiana. You know, Bill, yeah, Indiana's looking forward to having a big season, and they have a nice ball club coming back. But have you seen their schedule?
It's brutal.
They open at Wisconsin, and they come home to Penn State and Illinois, and then they play Ohio State on the road. They're off, and then they go to Minnesota and come home to Michigan on the road.
That is absolutely brutal. I mean,
that is a brutal schedule. And if they come out of that thing with two wins, and let me tell you, Indiana has always given Penn State trouble. I mean, when we were a powerhouse and Indiana was a doormat, they would play us down to the wire. And that is one game that I have my eye on early. But can you imagine them coming through that 2-4 or 3-3?
Right.
Which,
wow.
You know, even if they come through at 1-5, Bill, you know, I mean, that's a brutal schedule for them. I just wonder who put this team together.
Have a good weekend, sir.
You too, Bill. See you later.
There he is, Mr. Aliquippa Bob. Bottom of the hour break. Brad will be with us, hour number 3. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Watching traffic build out here. Sections of Briley Parkway, especially through Two Rivers, up by Opry Mills Mall. Traffic starting to get busy as well. Coming through Hermitage, Donaldson on I-40 going westbound. You got all that traffic flow coming out of Mount Juliet right now going west on I-40. Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check them out this weekend. You can log on to princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the space repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
Whether you're a startup business or an established brand, Stripe Design and Print want to help you ensure you establish the best brand for your business. From new projects to updating existing files, Stripe Design and Print has the expertise to turn your project into a reality. With banners, apparel, business cards, and more, Stripe Design and Print has you covered. Log on for a free consultation at StripeDesignPrint.com. That's StripeDesignPrint.com.
This summer, it's Mega Mayhem at Nashville Shores Water Park. Come on, thrill to our massive all-new family raft ride. At 6 stories tall, it's our largest water slide ever. Soar through its huge tornado funnel. Fly high on its colossal 40-foot wave wall.
Oh yeah, mega thrills, mega fun.
Experience the all-new Mega Mayhem, only at Nashville Shores Water Park. And now, save $10 on one-day adult admission when you buy tickets online at NashvilleShores.com. Park open daily.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sunny with a high of 90. Mostly clear tonight, low 66. Sunny tomorrow, high 94. Mostly clear tomorrow night, low 79. And Sunday hot with a high of 97. Utilizing the resources of the Weather Bug Network, on Nashville Sports Radio. I'm WNSR's Bob Stey.
Sports Radio WNSR.
When it comes to the college football playoff, he's for exclusion, not inclusion. It's Bill King.
Couple things here. Market just turned green. Now that's pre-market. Jobless number beats the estimate, 10-2 to 10-6. And payroll number is better than expected, too. So we'll see. Actually, the down just turned red. So it's hovering. They're fighting it out at ground zero. How about that? We'll see. We'll see what kind of day it is. 615-844-5600. Cosby Cattleman.
You have a dabba do jumping that lake and crack a beer, Bill, because it is finally Friday, I think.
I don't really have a lake. Well, I can drive down the road a little bit, but I've got the Harpeth the river.
Crank up the gator and haul the canoe out.
Harpeth River is so shallow, I can drive the gator right through. One side to the other.
Yeah, probably deal with a kayak on that.
Yeah.
Hey, Bill, I was listening in the last hour. I was going to give you a quick call about Chavis and Cutcliffe and the kind of difference between the Knoxville and Nashville media markets, and probably will here. But I wanted to say one thing. I like to look at ESPN usually before I call in. And have you mentioned Dabo jumping in with the mob on the pay players?
I have not. What is he? Is he saying pay him?
Well, you know, everybody knows Clemson's dirty on the recruiting trail. They're buying players anyway. But the thing about it is he's saying, well, pay the players, but tie it to graduation. What he doesn't want to tell you is these three-year degrees that they're turning these athletes out are phony as a $3 bill. Most of these dudes couldn't even write a two-page term paper without a tutor doing it for them.
I haven't read that, but I will say, generally speaking, I support Dabo. But if you're saying pay him more, I don't support him. But look.
He's saying pay the players and tie it to graduation. We know they're all turning out these dudes with phony degrees.
Well, here's the thing, though. No, we got to understand the politics of this. If you're a head coach right now, you can't be vocal and say, don't give them anything anymore. You just can't. It'd kill your recruiting. So I get it. If you're out there PR-wise, you have to be on that side. I get it.
Right, but that's how the mob and the remote Muggy Hugas of the world make progress. They find one or two coaches to come out and say, pay the players, and the next thing you know, you got 100 coaches out there saying, pay the players. That's how it works. Nose under the camel's tent. You ever heard that one?
I hear you, man.
You ever go to these – you've been to most of these big state schools, football factories, but you ever see the academic student support building they've got? It's bigger than the indoor practice facility. You know why? Because they got a bunch of dummies they're trying to get a college degree to. Why do you think Vanderbilt bought Peabody, Bill? Those dudes playing football at Vanderbilt aren't going to Vanderbilt. They're going to Peabody.
They bought it so you would stop saying Peabody. It's Vanderbilt.
Those dudes playing football at Vanderbilt are training to be future PE teachers. That's what they're doing over there. They're not going to Vanderbilt.
All right, what else?
Over Tennessee, they call it the Thornton Academic Center. It's about half the size of Neyland Stadium, and there's probably 500 tutors in there writing papers for people.
We had a bunch of people in my senior class go to Vanderbilt. And they all got there. They're all smart. They graduated in 4 years perfectly. And the first week out, they were working in a bank for $12,500 a year. Seriously.
Hey, Bill, you know that's what got Donnie Tindall fired over here, don't you? He had one of his assistants he didn't bring along with him from Moorhead State or wherever he came from.
Southern Miss.
So the assistant he didn't bring to Knoxville called the NCAA and rolled on him, said they were writing term papers for players, and that was coaches doing it.
And he got a 10-year show cause for it.
Yeah, that's what got Donnie Tindall. All right, Bill, let's move on quickly to Chavis and Cutcliffe. One thing about Nashville and Knoxville.
Yes, yes.
Well, I want to say Nashville and Knoxville first. I think Weibomb called Knoxville a one-horse town one time in his snarly, stuck-up way, but that's actually true.
Well, he lived there. That's where he went to school.
Yeah, but you got to remember, though, Knoxville's not even half the size of Nashville anymore, even with all the growth.
Right.
And, like, I listen to, like, Gainesville radio. Everybody's got an app on these college towns. They're in Gainesville. They talk Florida 24-7. That's very common in college towns. You go to Columbia, South Carolina, they're talking Gamecocks all day. You go to Baton Rouge, they're talking LSU all day.
Right.
These cities are not Nashville. They're not Atlanta. They're not Charlotte. The thing that always amazed me, Bill, when I first moved over to Nashville, the Titans were pretty new to town. Hell, it was 90% Titans talk at the time. The Titans were one. The UT was second. You didn't even know the Predators had a team back then. Predators about went broke when the strike was going on. But, I mean, I get that because the NFL is the million-pound gorilla. But, see, that's the difference. I mean, when you get outside of these pro markets, a lot of times the college is more popular. That's why you have this show.
Now, I'd say regionally, but you get out west, you're not going to get any college talk.
Yeah, that's
obviously.
Right. It, you know, college football is generally a southern sport. I know you get a lot of Big Ten callers, and they probably argue about that in Notre Dame and everything. But, right. Heck, even in these – Notre Dame's, what, 70 miles from Chicago?
You went up there in 90 for the big upset game. You were there, and you got to see Touchdown Jesus.
Yeah, I've been up there twice, Bill. Saw Tennessee win both times. Man, Notre Dame's a beautiful place. Hey, one thing quick on Chavis and Cut, Bill.
Yeah.
I thought Cut took some, you know, you think Chavis is just sitting around for a little health care? I heard something about him working for a public school or something, or I guess he's going to have a job at present. Do you think he's just sitting there drinking coffee and getting free health care?
I'm sure. He's made a lot of money. Johnny Chavis has made a ton of money being an assistant coach.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to have any trouble getting you know, taken care of, but I don't care if you're worth $50 billion. If you're out of work, you don't have health care, do you? Unless you buy it yourself.
Correct.
So that might be what he's doing, just getting a little free medicine. But, you know, Bill, I was thinking about him. You know, the knock on Chavis was, and I think he's still a very well-respected defensive coach. The problem was he was awful on third downs. Remember the Mustang defense?
Third and Chavy Wavy.
Yeah, he was better in third and four than he was third and 14. And I think that followed him along to the SEC West, didn't it? He did a great job at LSU. But, like, Sumlin got fired. Their defenses weren't all that great out there at Texas A&M, were they?
No.
I mean, of course, you know, you can't really judge him. He just kind of fell victim of Chad Morris out there at Arkansas.
That's right. Not a lot of personnel. It was just a disaster.
You would think a lot of places would love to this day to have Chavis. Wouldn't you figure? I mean, if MTSU could get a hold of Chavis, they'd pay him $1 million, wouldn't they, if they had it?
To be the head coach?
Or just to be around. I mean, I would think there are a lot of places just, you know, having John Chavis around. He might have to go, you know, Mac or step back a little bit. I'd say Chavis wouldn't have too much trouble getting a job. Would you figure? I think he's going to be 64 years old in October.
Well, I mean, why isn't he at one of those places right now then?
Well, maybe people don't want to bring in coaches. I mean, well, first of all, you're sitting there with Chad Morris. That, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm asking you, but I can't imagine. You think is Chavis' reputation in the toilet? I never heard that.
I would think it probably is stained.
What, off Chad Morris?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's generally been overhyped by the East Tennessee media, and people just copy it. But I wouldn't bring him in as a coordinator.
Bill, 2005, Fulmer's first losing season, I believe Tennessee finished the season number one in total defense, or they were number one in total defense for most of the year. That was the Corey Anderson year at Alabama. They lost the game 9-6. Corey Anderson fumbled to the back of the end zone. That was an all-defense, no-offense team. Old Fatmer had Randy Sanders. It wasn't Chavis's fault.
Well, then break that stat up next time he's looking for a job.
Yeah, one thing for Cut real quick, Bill, and I'll get out of your way. There's a lot of revisionist history. Everybody saying, oh, it would have been great to give Cutcliffe the job.
Yeah.
You know what the knock on Cutcliffe's always been, don't you? Lazy recruiter.
Yeah, but he's close with the Mannings, though.
Well, he's bad, but the reason he didn't really get a good look was he was, at the time, it was just Fulmer fatigue. People were over Fulmer. He was looked at as Fulmer junior. And, you know, this day, hell, Kiffin's an elite recruiter. The problem wasn't hiring Kiffin. It was hiring Dooley and Butch, Sergeant Carter. But now everybody says, oh, should have hired Cutcliffe. Well, if you hired Cutcliffe, you never would have had the Lane train. You never would have had Bryce Brown. Bryce Brown and Jansen Jackson would not have been on UT's campus if Cutcliffe got the job.
But let me also add this. I don't think they could get Cutcliffe if they wanted him, because Cutcliffe doesn't want to go back into that mess. And on top of that, he's safe forever at Duke. Why go somewhere like Tennessee where they're going to say win big or die? He don't want that.
One other problem on Cutcliffe, Bill, you probably heard, maybe forgotten. You know, at the time, he might still have him in his posse. He had Roper and Luke. Matt Luke and Roper,
right.
Kurt Roper.
Right.
And I believe one of the cycles, Cutcliffe said, okay, I'm going to come, but I'm going to bring my entire staff, including Roper and Luke. And a lot of people at UT didn't even want any part of Roper and Luke because they're kind of deadbeats. They're not any good. They're just in Cutcliffe's posse. That's another reason he didn't come back over here. I think they offered it to him before. Is it before Dooley or Butch? I think they gave him an offer. He turned them down, I think.
He is safe forever where he's at.
Yeah. All right, Bill, have a great weekend. Wash those hands.
See ya. Yeah, Cut. Now, again, we have our opinion of Cut. He's done a good job at Duke. He has done a very good job there. Cut is not going to leave Duke. I know Duke is not sexy when you bring up the term football. But he's they love him there. I mean, he literally is as safe. David Cutcliffe at Duke is as safe as Nick Saban is at Alabama. I just want you to put that in perspective. Not nearly as successful as Nick Saban. I'm not suggesting that. But at Duke, which is basketball U, and he wins enough, he wins more than you should at Duke in football, he is under no duress at all at Duke. No duress at all. He does not want, and again, he's in the later stages of his coaching career. Now, Cut's not old, but he's getting there, you know? He's definitely on the back nine when it comes to his coaching career. He could stay another 5 years or whatever, more if he wants, and never have one conversation about, hey, can we get the wins up a little bit? They're not quite winning enough here at Duke. He overachieves there. That's what Cut's good at that. Very good at that. Cut's a good football mind, man. He really is. You know, Cut goes in and out of moods and stuff like that, but he's very successful. I'll tell you, I'll tell you this. I've told you this before. We're doing on SiriusXM signing day in February, and we did that for years. We'd do like the morning, and then there'd be a mid-morning show, and then we'd do like noon to 3 on signing day. So it was a 6-hour day in 9 hours. Of broadcasting, and that's a long day, man, on a mic. Anyways, we got all these people lined up, all these coaches. One guy can't do it. He's busy. Cut. Yeah, the Duke guy, he's swamped, man. Can't do it. Like anybody gives a rip about Duke football recruiting, including Duke people. Anyways. We got to get to break. Brad, tell me what, Brad, just a few minutes out. Top of the hour, he'll be with us out in Vegas. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's really starting to pick up now down Ellington Parkway as they wrap up that earlier wreck, 6100 block at Clarksville Pike. Traffic through Bordeaux right now looks pretty good on Bradley Parkway all the way up to County Hospital Road. Traffic coming in from the west side of town. I-40 East up by Charlotte Pike is on the increase. Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check them out this weekend at 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Are you looking for the ideal destination for family fun? A place with the best bowling, games, food and drink, and entertainment? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment is the answer. And with 5 centers in Middle Tennessee, there is a location near you. All open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit their locations in Donaldson Plaza, Hermitage, and the Tusculum area. And enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville at Circus World, including laser tag, roller skating, bumper cars, time freak, a laser maze, a virtual reality roller coaster,
and an indoor bungee trampoline. Strike and Spare is expanding their Murfreesboro operations to the old Sears building in the Stones River Mall, with most of the attractions Hendersonville offers. Like them on Facebook for updates on the new Strike and Spare Murfreesboro. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are also the perfect place for your next gathering, from birthday parties to family reunions. For more information, visit strikeandspare.com. Remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
Hey, Bill King here to talk about the Omni Nashville Hotel, like you've heard me do so many times. Bar line specifically here. New summer hours, 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. Delicious food and drink. Bourbon barbecue chicken wings. Also, the Bear Bones Burger and everything else you're going to love on that menu. Remember, the Omni is also the location of Commitments Year Number 3, which is December 16th. Bar lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
To former Tennessee Titans head coach Jeff Fisher.
Bud wouldn't pay to have a divider put up in the trailer to where we could divide up offense and defense. So we would send the offense next door. Oh, by the way, they shared a building with a pediatrician and a daycare. So
live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Call 615-844-5600. Get in on the Bill King Show.
SC sent me this. This was from yesterday. I saw this. John Rothstein, sources, several power conferences in college basketball have had preliminary discussions about holding games next season in a bubble type setting. This is one of the many potential options on the table, but one that gains traction with student athletes taking courses online. So creating a bubble type situation for the college teams. Yeah, I thought about that too. Ags and Strohs on Twitter this morning. Bill, to the Chavis conversation, he is like the rich school's Joe Lee Dunn. Yeah, he's not the wheeler, dealer, gambler guy as much as Joe Lee Dunn was, but that's not bad. I hadn't thought about that. Ball Nation, Bill, people forget that Cut almost landed Terrell Pryor. Well, I don't think he was going anywhere but Ohio State. Got to remember, Penn State, he's in Pennsylvania, Gannett, Pennsylvania. And wasn't his dad said, we don't feel like Terrell fits in at Penn State culturally or something. That was controversial. And remember, he held out. He did not sign on signing day. And he was also a basketball guy. Now, maybe that's what you're referring to. But I don't think anybody but the sweater vest was going to get him. Cut's claim to fame, one of them is he's very close to the Mannings. But I'll say this. Cut's is a good coach. I don't think Cut is that overrated like Chavis is at all. Just saying. Josh in London. Bill, has Cosby ever been to CBUS for a game? I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so. Because the only way he would go to a game up there is if Tennessee played there, and Tennessee and Ohio State have never played recently except for that bowl game, which was the – was that the 19 – I always forget. It was that the 1995 season, I believe. John Cooper was still there, et cetera. Jay Graham, who had a huge run right before half for Tennessee, which kind of was a big moment in that game. That Buckeye team is loaded with talent like they typically are. But obviously with John Cooper, you were going to underachieve. Jeff, too, has dialed us up. What's up, Jeff?
Good morning, Bill. You know me. I'm always one of the ones to call, you know, right against the break on Friday, right before Brad Powers gets in. This is my customary spot.
I hear you.
You know, I love to share personal news and everything else. Thatcher, our little man, starts second grade this morning, Bill. Because we're in Wilco and he's in kindergarten through second, he gets to go into school. So he actually gets to go into school for the next, you know, couple weeks or month before everybody else starts. So
wow.
I can't believe it. 10 years from now, Bill, he will start his senior year in high school. And that we're floored. We can't believe it. It's insane how fast it goes by. So
now you were telling me that through all of this in the spring into now, summer, that his daycare and everything else has been in person the whole time.
Our daughter goes to preschool in Cool Springs, and they have never stopped service at all, period.
That's
amazing.
I mean,
all the time. And our Thatcher has we are part of the program where our jobs are necessary or whatever.
Right.
He's been in SAC. He started at Clovercroft Elementary SAC. That's where the part of the Williamson County pilot program was. And then he moved over to Mill Creek where he goes to school. So it's, he nonstop. They charge you $150 a week, but it's worth it because he gets in there and you know, gets to see his friends and play and everything else. And you know, he gets around people, which is important. So, but yeah, it's been nonstop. We've been fortunate. Now, whenever it first started, he was at home doing school lessons for the first, like, I think, you know, probably until mid-May. But from mid-May on to right now, and he's actually in, it's called SACC, S-A-C-C, and he's in that. But, yeah, it's school starts today for him. He's in class, and our daughter, you know, goes up in her next class too. So, you know, just wanted to, you know, point that out. But kind of wanted to just kind of go all over the board for you. Do you think, you know, first off, I mentioned I opened up a Robinhood account. Honestly, I just opened up with $100 just to get my feet wet. There's a stock I bought called Oasis Midstream. I bought it at $7.75 a share. Bill, right now in pre-market, whatever, it's up to $10.10.
Man, so, you're rich. I'm rolling
in the dough. So it's but anyway, a couple other things. Real quick on Cutcliffe. You know, I went to Ole Miss, and one of my fraternity brothers, a guy named Jason Bailey, lived across the street from him. So we would go over there a time or two just to hang out. He was always playing catch with his son. His son, actually quarterback at Oxford High School, won a state championship in high school playing quarterback I think he's actually coached there now. His son is coached at Oxford High School, and they did really well. So Cut was always nice to me. You know, we had the Alabama connection because he went to Alabama, and he loved hearing stories. We would tell stories about Alabama. He wouldn't know me from Adam, but I met him a couple times. We talked about Alabama. He was always nice to me. But I love how you dig at him. It's always fun on that. But lastly, before I get off, I know we're up against it. Look, College Bill. College is about preparation, okay? It's about preparing you for life, or at least it's supposed to be. 1% of these college athletes are, you know, 1% of the high school athletes get into college. 1% of college athletes getting a pro. So that means 99% of these guys are never going to set foot on a pro field. And what they need to do is they need to understand, you know, it's about life, okay? It's about learning. It's about, you know, getting your degree. It's about learning how to work and how to do your trade. So as much as I believe these guys do get paid, I believe in what you say, Bill, because these guys need to I know there's music, but like, these guys need to understand that life is not a handout, is what I'm saying, Bill.
Thank you
for your take, and I appreciate it. You have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you later on.
Yeah, my kids start today, high school. I've got three high schoolers left, and it's from home on a laptop. That school literally starts today, high school, on a laptop. Hour 3 coming up. Brad will be with us.